I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's grant ourselves this morning the feeling, perhaps, of being on a kind of retreat together and permit some meditation on these texts that we have. How shall we live? What are we in the midst of? What is this life? How can we give to it fully? How can we endlessly ask and endlessly answer with each inhale and exhale? The Collect says, "You have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing." Is love really that powerful? Can it really be enough? Can it really save us? What of the wickedness and sorrow of the world? You have taught us, love your enemies. Give to everyone who asks. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Love, forgive, do not condemn. And the measure you give will be the very measure that you receive. Why? Because you never walk alone. You are not alone one. The self is collective. My physical body has an outline. My spiritual body does not. My enemy is me. That rich one is me. That poor one, that sad one, that cruel one is me. You have taught us this. This is love. What is resurrection? What are we in the midst of? The prayer book says, in the midst of life, we are in death. Paul says, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. Then resurrection is a pattern that depends on, relates to death. Death is an end. Death is a beginning. If there is a physical body, there is a spiritual body, and the physical comes first. All of the travails of this life, personally, collectively, are a desert of dust, a death even as we live. This is our struggle, our path, our life. There is a painting on my wall which a friend made for me. It shows a golden bird ascending through a cloud of silver ash. The edges are black and messy. The man of dust, the man of heaven. No spiritual without the physical, and the physical first, the dust first. The promise of the pattern of resurrection is this: the dust, the physical, the struggle, will give way to something new and shining. Then, how shall we live in the resurrection? The Collect, again, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. To love is to rise from that death. But again, what of the wickedness and sorrow of the world? The psalmist teaches, do not fret yourself because of evildoers, Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its riches. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently. Do not fret yourself over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil. So, to trust, to delight in the Lord, to wait patiently for him is our task. To seek, to know, to desire the name of the Lord. I will be what I will be, it says in Exodus. This is the banner under which we gather. Sing and dance in the embrace, delight. How shall we live in the resurrection? With delight. We will love. We will struggle to love amidst the ugliness and cruelty. And we will trust that our love, our struggle, our physical bodies will be the seed of what will be. The name of God, again, I will be what I will be. There is a song which asks, are we at the sea, the place of abundance, of heaven, or the desert, the place of dust? If the desert, it is a beautiful desert. I grab the mirage, the possibility of resurrection, and with my blood, sweat, and tears, make it my own. Where there is hope, there is struggle. Struggle to love in the midst of death is the banner of our hope. Phillips Brooks said of the resurrection, on Easter morning, say not Christ is risen, but rather say, I will rise. Like the painting, the man of dust, the man of heaven, no spiritual without the physical first, rise from the dust with shining wings. Amen.